What's up, guys? It is the Big Kahuna, Chris Amoa, and today is Monday, May 21st, and I just had to do this episode because it is so important. As always, Amoa knows best. And listen, guys, let's talk about leaving those friends behind who are holding you back. This is a topic that needs to be discussed, needs to be reviewed immediately. So many of us have dreams, goals, aspiration, things that we want to accomplish. But guess what? We are not accomplishing those things because we are spending too much time, too much irrelevant time, doing too many irrelevant things with people who are irrelevant. So let's go ahead and get on the topic. Let's figure out if you are wasting your life with one of your friends. Let's figure out if you are not successful just because of one of your friends. I know that sounds kind of a selfish thing, but guess what? It is so real and it is happening to more than half of you at this very moment. Some of you are just too young to realize it. Some of you are too naive. Some of you are too alone, and some of you are just too involved with that friend and you don't realize all the opportunities you have missed or you're missing. So I'm going to point out a few keys real quick just to show you if you are or if you have wasted your life with a friend. Starting off with, first and foremost, has that friend ever literally asked you not to do something that you really wanted to do? For example, have you ever gave up a really good job, or have you ever missed an interview for a good job, or maybe something important in your life, or have you stopped dating someone that you really enjoyed and they really enjoyed you? And have you missed out on those few things just because that friend has asked you to or made you feel bad about it? Hey, guess what? If that has happened, then that is a friend that's holding you back. Bottom line, plain and simple. Here's another one. Do you find yourself doing bad things that you usually wouldn't do when you are with that friend? Ask yourself that. Are you and that friend spending time doing things that you are not interested in really doing? You're just doing them because you're with that friend. That is a great thing to ask yourself. Now, not only that, think deep here because it goes so much further. Are you missing out on eating healthy because of that friend? Are you guys chowing down junk food? Are you missing out on getting to the gym because that friend doesn't work out? Are you missing out on having your hair cut or buying new clothes because that friend doesn't take care of themselves as nice or as well as you do? Think about those things. There's so many other ways to tell if a friend has held you back. Think about if you had to study one night before class, but this one friend just wants to stay up and play video games. Or maybe wants to take you out to a party and get you drunk, get you high. Or maybe they brought weed over and you smoked it and you didn't plan on smoking for the day. Listen, guys, A1, this is guaranteed to be the reason why you are missing out on great things in your life. Some of us are very, very strong, but we are weak when it comes to the people that we enjoy and we love the most. So be careful. Open your eyes and try to identify if you have a friend that holds you back. It can be detrimental. Imagine missing out on $1 million, $1 million benefit just because a friend, or maybe it's even the person you're dating, is actually keeping you from doing this sudden thing. Doesn't that just make you crazy inside? Doesn't that burn you up a little bit? Missing out on millions of dollars because someone who you keep near and dear to you does not have the same goals or dreams or aspirations. That's really something to think about, guys. So open your eyes up today. Stay focused. Be vigilant. And put yourself first. It's not always a two-person street. Sometimes it is a one-person street, guys. Sometimes it is just a one-person street. Sometimes. All right. Now, hey, you guys know the deal. It's Chris Amoa, the Big Kahuna. And as always, thanks for listening to the Chris Amoa Show. Amoa knows.